Director of Economic Development, termination of T-hanger lease.
We have Mr. Don Anthony, who's been leasing a single T-hanger and unit and adjacent storage facility from the county since May 1, 1998, when the facility was first built. Mr. Anthony has recently sold his plane and no longer desires to lease this T-hanger facility and adjacent storage space. Mr. Anthony is current on his lease payment through the end of September and wishes to terminate his lease and lease holdings effective close of business on September 30th, 2006. Any questions? Okay. I'd like to offer a motion that says the County Council will terminate T-hanger lease with Mr. Don Anthony leasing unit number one and adjacent storage area located at 21385 Rudder Lane, Sussex County Airport, Georgetown, Delaware, effective September 30th, 2006.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips to terminate the T-hanger lease with Don Anthony and associated building. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes.
A T-hanger lease with adjacent storage area that was just terminated. I am recommending a new lease with South Wind Holdings and LLC to lease unit number one, 21385 Rudder Lane, Sussex County Airport. South Wind Holdings LLC includes members from businesses in the Sussex County Industrial Park. The rental of the T-hanger is $350 per month, $4,200 annually. The tenant will be leasing an adjacent storage area for an additional $50 per month. Each February, the lease amounts will change based on the current consumer price index, so it's not a status quo lease, and all the leases will increase at that time.
That's a good thing. Okay. And is that's for 30 years? Is it, how long does that go?
This is a year-to-year lease.
Year-to-year.
We've gone to year-to-year, but they're automatically renewable, okay? But the CPI is built in so that they don't stay status quo.
Okay. So they can terminate it after a year.
Right. Right. Okay, I'd like to offer the motion that Sussex County Council approve a lease to lease unit number one and adjacent storage area located at 21385 Rudder Lane, Sussex County Airport, Georgetown, Delaware, to South Wind Holdings, LLC. The lease will increase each February based on CPI index. The tenant will provide necessary documents as detailed in the lease document.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Jones.
Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips. To approve proposed new T-hanger lease with South Wind Holdings LLC for, I believe, $4,800 the first year. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
Mr. Izzo, is he here? No.
Nope.
Yep. We'll move on to grant requests.
It's all about me. I didn't need me.
This grant requests.
Come on, Susie.
I have four grant requests for today. First one is the Delaware organization with an unspecified amount for a scholarship donation.
Okay, that's
we've given each from each Councilmatic grant before, and we've given from you before too.
Okay.
What was it before, Susie?
$500 in February for a pageant and $200 in April of this year for a pageant.
Should we do $100 each, guys?
Okay.
Okay. I'll make that motion.
Second. Motion, Mr. Jones. Second, Mr. Phillips, to approve $100 per Councilmatic. Is it Councilmatic grant?
Yeah.
Councilmatic grant funding for Miss Delaware organization, Miss Sussex County, Miss Georgetown. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes.
The second grant is for the Georgetown EMS Station 93, which is American Legion Sussex Post number 8, for advertisement for their fundraiser. We typically give to them also.
You would do $50 each?
We've done it both ways. We've done it $60 each, Councilmatic, and $150 each, Mr. Rogers and Mr. Jones.
What do we want to do?
Everybody chip in. It's
everybody chip in.
It's advertisement in their and their fundraiser.
It's cover advertisement in their fundraiser.
County council. Yeah.
County council.
So how much of each?
It'd be $50 each.
They're requesting $250.
Okay.
I make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Jones, second by
Second.
Mr. Phillips to give $50 each Councilmatic grant funding to Georgetown EMS Station 93 for a fundraiser. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes.
The third grant is the Delaware Police Chiefs Council to help them pay for their conference and travel expenses. typically give to them every year too. They're requesting 600. We've given 100 each, which is a total of 500 in the past. Councilmatic.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Duke, second by Mr. Jones to give $100 each Councilmatic grant funding to the Delaware Police Chiefs Council Incorporated for the conference and travel expenses we annually do. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes.
And the last grant today is for the Milford Community Band to cover shortages for their ongoing expenses.
That's Mr. Rogers.
And we've never given to this organization before, although we've given to the Delaware Music School.
We have. We have given that before?
We haven't.
No, I didn't think we had the first time. $100 each, Mr. Rogers?
You have to locate it down Milford.
Each of you two, you're talking. Just
Mr. Rogers.
Right, you said each. I just want
to
clarify. I want you
to. Uses is how you use uses.
Like the definition of is. What's the definition of each?
He would take yours too, Mr. Cole.
I know he would, but
when he's I take yours in a minute. I can tell you that right now.
He might have the votes to get one.
Thanks, pardon. I guess $100 from Mr. Rogers and myself. Is that okay, Mr. Cole?
Trying to get a clarification.
Second.
Good.
Second. Motion, Mr. Jones. Second by Mr. Dukes to $100 each from Jones and Rogers Councilman grant funding to the Milford Community Band expenses. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes. Move on now to introduction of proposed zoning ordinances. Is someone retrieving Mr. Izzo?
Retrieving. Yeah, he's on his way down.
Okay.
There are two proposed zoning ordinances. First, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in the AR1 Agricultural Residential District for archery repair and sales to be located on a certain parcel of land in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 1 acre, more or less. It's conditional use 1720, Wayne and Janet Sansone. Next, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 Agricultural Residential District for a multifamily dwelling structure, 2 units, to be located on a certain parcel of land in Baltimore 100, containing 5,730 square feet. It is CU 1721 on behalf of Ralph Crum. That's all the proposed ordinances.
Okay, thanks, sir. Any additional business brought before council? If not, we'll go to the Kramer report. Sorry. Good morning, Mr.
Morning,
Kramer.
Dan.
Morning. My name is Dan Kramer. Of course, you guys wouldn't know that, would you?
No.
Well, the question I have this morning, how come you so old, all so dead gum ugly?
Yeah, that's good. Yes.
We appreciate the comment.
I'm not one clue what you said.
Yes. He congratulated.
That's good. I'm glad you came.
He congratulated us all.
He's only talking about from that end, from the male section down.
Doggone ugly.
Right?
He said he couldn't figure out why you all are so dead gum ugly.
Yes.
You remember that next time they ask a favor, Robin. Okay.
Mr. Baker is Mr. Izzo's pending deal.
Yeah,
he's not that urgent. We're gonna move on.
Like, what was that?
Oh yeah, we got it.
Yeah, just forget it next week, right?
What we'll do while we're waiting for Mr. Izzo, let's go and recess because it won't take him over 5 minutes, will it?
Okay.
We come back in 10 minutes at 5 of 11. We have a public hearing at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
Can I add a motion, gentlemen? Mr. Cole.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Cole, second by Mr. Dukes to go and recess for 5 or 10 minutes. And come back at 10:55. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Stand in recess till 10:55.
Oh.
All right, yeah.
Mike, we